This is episode number 2384 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 13th, 2023.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Rihanna's halftime Super Bowl had a very special surprise guest. A baby bump.
See, and I wondered.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her going like, did she lose her baby fat? I mean, like, you know, it's been
That's
a while.
That's why. I mean, it hasn't been that long since she had a kid.
It's been half a year. I mean, you know, it's like 6-8 months. You know, what did she have them in? May, right? May.
So that's...
That's how many months? It's like, yeah, it's like 7-8
months.
Oh, okay.
Months. Yeah. Now that, does it... Did it just not zip over her tummy? The zipper stuck.
So
it's almost it's almost when you know that it's now there.
Yeah, right.
It's like
now
the zipper came up to the
now
tummy and then it didn't go over, and it's like now it was almost intentional.
I couldn't get past the vinyl bra. I mean, that was if that's what that was. Patent leather, whatever you want to call it. That was one shiny red thing around her
boobs.
I
think on some people's TVs who have funky settings, you know, who aren't set quite right.
Yeah.
It must have been dizzying to watch it. The special effects, the platforms.
Oh, that whole thing about lifting them and the dancers up into the air was amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's like, hey, you're pregnant. Get down off of there, lady. Get down. You're going to kill that baby.
No, that sounds horrible.
I know it sounds horrible, but what would have happened if she fell off? She wasn't going to fall off.
The dancers that were, when she was down, the dancers were like dancing like crazy, and the platforms were like, you know, jiggling and swaying.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
That's what made me nervous.
Death defying. It's like a circus, trapeze artist. Pregnant trapeze artist. Goodness
Pregnant trapeze
gracious.
Artist. There you go.
Yeah.
So, but a sibling is on the way for Riri's little one.
Here's the deal. I mean, you know, it broke the internet. I mean, during the halftime show, nobody cared about anything else. It's like, is Rihanna pregnant?
It doesn't matter that people were being suspended from the ceiling.
Right.
Going up and down.
Oh my God.
The ankle or the score. Or the game.
Or the fireworks.
It's like,
or whatever.
Is she pregnant?
Is she pregnant? That's all that matters.
And I started getting alerts on my phone. It's like,
I know. Right.
It had nothing to do with her performance. It's like, is she?
Is she or isn't she? Right.
So, anyway, she did, during her performance,
I think that's the first one.
Umbrella, which I love that song.
Umbrella's great. Yeah.
Yep. Ella. Work and bitch better have my money.
Yep.
So, anywho, pregnant started trending on Twitter the moment that she, you know.
Well, she started rubbing her belly a little bit.
I don't think that was anything to do with...
No, I think she did. You think so? Yeah. That's just my thought. Anyway.
So a lot of people were thinking that she was actually trying to announce it during the show, which I kind of think
I think that was the deal. Hello, by the way, you know.
So as she stood singing Diamonds on a Platform, which is actually kind of cool, Diamonds on a Platform, high above the stadium in Phoenix, Rihanna rested her hands on her stomach.
Yep.
Rubbing her belly and seemingly confirming the news for fans.
Yep.
Then the official confirmation came shortly afterwards. Congrats to Rihanna and her partner, A$AP Rocky.
Congrats.
And, yeah.
Yep. And I think she also powdered her nose with her brand cosmetic.
I think about that.
Yeah, the Fenty brand. All right. Well, congratulations to Rihanna. And I thought the show was great. So, you know, and baby bump and all. And I think it's a first that we've had a baby bump in a Super Bowl halftime show. That's awesome.
Halle Berry attended a charity show for Looking Beyond LA, which is a nonprofit dedicated to enriching the lives of children and young adults with special needs.
I'm so excited about Halle Berry being in the Who Cares News.
Yeah, I know you can't hardly even speak.
I know, I can't.
Because you're drooling.
I'm drooling.
Now,
this is what drool sounds like. Anyway.
This is what drool sounds like. And this is how the universe rewarded her on her way up to the podium. She face planted.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
Poor Halle. Is she okay? Is she okay?
Well, supposedly she wasn't hurt. I don't know. It was pretty.
Oh.
She was pretty embarrassed.
Well, yeah. Of course.
But of course, she was able to laugh about it because she's cool like that.
And she's Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. She's Halle effing Berry. So, you know, it's like, who's going to mess with her?
The floor. Obviously, the steps and then the floor.
Somebody moved the floor on Halle Berry. What was that all about?
Well, I probably made the steps and the floor just got in the way, but she didn't have on these like stilettos.
Oh, so, poor Halle.
She was pretty embarrassed. Okay. She did laugh. Like I said, she laughed about it. She even posted the video on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised she hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
And said, sometimes you bust your ass.
Sometimes.
Halle, it wasn't your ass you busted. It was your face. Now, she also used it as an opportunity to ask fans to donate to Beyond LA.
Course.
So maybe it was worth it. She didn't do it on purpose.
Not.
There's no way.
Not. Yeah,
it was pretty vicious.
Oh, man. Oh, poor Halle. Now I feel bad for her. You know, because you know she's going to be sore.
Oh, you betcha.
You know, in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she probably have a bloody nose.
Other something. Body parts hit the floor, too. So she's probably going to be feeling a little, you know.
A little rough.
A little gingerly today. You know?
And she's getting older.
She's not old. Seriously, she's not old. She's got a few years before she's considered old.
That's true.
She looks damn good for not being old.
I know, she does, of
She's
course.
She's not old. She's not
okay,
old.
Okay, goodness sakes.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for her.
Well, why don't you just send her a little message?
I'll send her a little message saying, Halle, so sorry for your accident.
And
we'll be happy to interview you on the Van Camp and Morgan show.
And you'll be happy to kiss it and make it better.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
with our apologies to Halle Berry's stilettos that made her fall and faceplant. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.